Know Your Rights by Andy Redsmith and read by John Last for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. What do you do the week after you save the world? Inspector Nick Paris pondered the question as the elevator rose up the tower block. For most people, he guessed, going back to work wouldn't be their preferred option. For him, however, it was a must. He'd spent 7 days surrounded by mystical beings and the attendant media circus, and that was quite enough. He desperately wanted to get away, back to solving normal crimes with normal criminals. Admittedly, it had been nice at first, being made a fuss over and awarded medals. He now possessed the fairy's Legion of Valour, plus the rock troll's Order of the Sacred Cabbage. He grimaced. The trolls meant well, but they really needed to work on their marketing. The elevator pinged as the doors opened onto the top floor. Paris stepped out to find a tastefully understated corridor and the somewhat more conspicuous sight of his assistant, Sergeant Binetti. Almost 2 meters tall with his rugby-honed muscles bulging beneath his jacket. Bigger than average for a person, yet still just a tiddler compared to the rock trolls. Quite big enough, though, thought Paris. Human-sized police and human-sized problems were all he wanted right now. All right, boss, called the sergeant. Didn't think you'd be doing detective work anymore. Not now you're a TV star. Paris rolled his eyes as Binetti lumbered towards him. Hardly a TV star, he said. I did a few interviews because I got ordered to. Well, now everybody knows about creatures from the magic world living in our one. Everybody wants to talk to you. And you stopped the demon invasion. You're an official hero. The wife even watched Newsnight specially just so she could see you.
Really?
Yes, boss.
She says you're getting fat.
Paris looked up at Benetti's childlike grin. Maybe the week after you saved the world you were supposed to go to the gym.
Yeah, he said.
We'd better walk over to see what's happened. I obviously need the exercise. He strode along the corridor towards an open door with a constable standing by its side. Paris took in the scene beyond, an apartment filled with expensive-looking furniture. More officers and lab techs dusting for prints and collecting evidence, and lying in the middle of the carpet, in a pool of blood, a body. A decidedly ordinary, normal human body, with no wings or warhammers or pointy ears to be seen. Bliss.
Right, he said. What have we got?
Binetti pointed into the room.
Dead body, boss.
Thank you, Sergeant. I've spotted him. What else?
We've got a murder weapon, CCTV footage, a suspect in custody, and a confession.
The inspector frowned. Doesn't sound like there's much detective work left to do. So why have we been brought in?
Well, said Binetti, you haven't seen the suspect.
Paris groaned.
Not magical creatures. Not again.
Yes, boss. Welcome back.
Chapter 2. Paris took a deep breath. Obviously, regular crimes weren't on the menu at the moment. Instead, he had murder and magic, his least favourite combination since sprouts and curry. He stepped into the apartment.
Okay, he said as he composed himself. What do we know about the victim?
Name's Jay Ramirez, replied Binetti. Music producer, 28. This is his flat.
Bloody hell. Not even 30 and he could afford the rent on this place. Plus the plasma screen TV, enormous leather sofa, high-end stereo system, paintings on every wall. We're in the wrong job, Binetti.
Yes, boss, said the sergeant. But we're not dead.
A smile played with the edge of Paris's lips. For his assistant, that was almost deep.
True, he said. Glass half full, eh?
What glass, boss?
Paris's smile disappeared, about as deep as a puddle. Discussions around philosophy would have to wait until he found someone who could spell it, or even spell puddle.
Never mind, he said. We've arrested somebody from the mystic world.
Yes, boss.